Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is two houses. Do you remember what Jesus said as recorded in Matthew 24? He said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." After that statement, Jesus says this, "Therefore, because of just what he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. The rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, I will liken him unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof." So what's he saying? He's saying that there's two choices in life, and it's all about hearing the word of God and doing it, not going off and doing your own things. You see, he said to those, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity," because they were saying, "Well, we did things in your name." He says, "But you didn't have a relationship with me. You weren't guided by my hand and doing the sayings that I said. You went out and did things that you said. You got to make Jesus Lord of your life. And you got to stand in his will and hear his voice and do it. There's a great danger of doing something in the name of the Lord, or the Lord doing something in his own name through you. So be filled with the Holy Ghost. Stand in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and hear his voice today and listen to what he has to say. And when you hear the sayings that he tells you, and you obviously can go to the scriptures and see them, read them for yourself and do them, and then you'll be like unto the man that builds his house upon a rock, a wise man that knows that the rain descends and the wind blows and the storms rise, but they cannot tear down your house. Don't be the foolish man. Don't be the one that does not listen or does his own thing, thinking it's of God. Be the one that says, "Lord, here am I. Come, live in me as Lord of my life, and show me that I may walk with you to fulfill your divine destiny." Think about it. It's all up to you and what kind of house you build and whether it stands or falls. Why not use the word of God as your foundation and let your life stand on the word of God? God bless you and have a great day.